Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, some of the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, long-distance relationship.
It is not the source of breaking up families. If anything, that is actually a source of united families.
If it's like 4 hours drive, 5 hours drive, that's okay. But if it's more than that, that's a no-no.
Well, long-distance relationship, according to Wikipedia, is an intimate relationship that takes place when the partners are separated by a considerable distance. Partners in long distance face some geographic separation and lack of face-to-face contact. But today, we explore this in the most light-hearted way, of course, Let's Talk style. So please, welcome aboard, and please stay tuned.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive, just like edible.
Well, it's time to welcome to our show my colleague, Oren Aisizi. Thank you, Shaka.
Yes, sir, that's me.
And our intern in the house from the Horn of Africa, Malika Pulotova.
Hi.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Okay, and tonight our topic on Let's Talk is long-distance relationship. Well, in everyday life, some families experience some degree of long-distance relationship, but some couples also do face this kind of relationship. But how do they handle this task? Does this break families, or does it strengthen them? Well, let's find out. I spoke to DJ Magic Mike Muhagama from Tanzania, and I wanted to know his take on this.
Oh, that's a very good question. Actually, we have I've experienced some of that before, but in my opinion, I think it is not the source of breaking up families. If anything, that is actually a source of uniting families, depending on why someone else is far away and things of that nature. But one main point I want to emphasize on this is that if someone is outside or out of the area doing the work, doing the school, whatever that they're doing, that should be a chance for you to, or the family entirely, to unite and bond together. And, these days, let's be honest, we have all these communication tools like Skype and things of that nature, phones. So I think it's easy that way, especially these days, during the age of technology, to kind of bond together.
You keep up together no matter what, no matter the distance. So the distance is getting closed and closed and closed.
Yeah, and the world is a village now. You know, it's, the universe is just getting closer and closer. So I don't think that should be any obstacle to any family that they have tied to relationship or they depend on faith to kind of, you know, continue with the normal life that they've been expecting or they've been practicing all these years.
That's right. And some people might tell me, man, if you are seriously in a very serious relationship and you're strong, yes, you can try long-distance relationships. Some people say, man, if you think you're not strong, think again. And some ladies were telling me in this conversation we had in the studio that, you know what, men are very physical. And sometimes men are so weak. So if you're far away from them, you are in trouble. Tell me about it, Mike.
They are right in a sense, because remember that when you go into a relationship, that means you have prepared yourself physically and psychologically. So let's talk about psychologically or psychological part of this for a minute. Strong, being strong and having faith and having trust.
Right.
And I'm going to emphasize on trust, because if you trust your partner just to go into that type of relationship with them or with him or her, that means you have trusted them enough. You have faith in them. So there should be nothing that can break that faith or that trust apart for you not to trust somebody to be outside or to be away from you. Because then you have to ask yourself or question yourself, why did you get into that relationship in the first place if you don't trust or have faith in your partner? So it all depends on the psychological effect or factors that can play part on this. But I think if you have faith and trust all at the same time before going, and you have to prepare yourself before going into any relationship, then that might be not for you. But if you are prepared, then you're ready to go and there's nothing to worry about.
And that is why they say that when this long distance comes in, it might strengthen you because you realize and say, you know what, I do appreciate more so that because I don't see my partner as much. And
precisely.
Now, exactly, you have that emotional connection, not just physical.
Exactly. And you know, and because many people were talking about relationships, they think about physical connection, but it's more so, or 50-50, I would say, emotional as well as the physical part of it.
Okay.
So if you prepare and balance the two, then again, you should not have to worry or have any problem with that.
Thank you, DJ Magic Mike Mwagama. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing long-distance relationship. Okay, I want to ask you, my colleagues in studio, Oren Aisisi Tangishaka.
Yes.
Do you think long-distance relationships strengthen families or it does break families? What's your take on this?
That's a good question. I think it's a yes and no. I think if it's a very long term, it breaks. But okay. If it's a temporary, you know, thing that, you know, the family just has to go through, I think it strengthens because, you know, it builds your love and it helps you to see how precious the other person is when they're not around. So short term is okay, but, you know, long term, and when I mean by long term, I mean it can be between a year to 2 to 3 to 4 or 5, then, you know, eventually you just get frustrated.
You just think it's going
to
work
out.
You
just get frustrated and tired. Yeah.
But for you, Tangishaka, it might be different. Let's find out. How about you, Malika? What do you think about this long-distance relationship, since you have an experience of it yourself?
Yes, I mentioned before. Right. Yeah, actually, it's like two sides of the problem.
Okay.
Like it has its advantages and disadvantages.
Okay.
And in my case, mm-hmm. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why is it good?
It's good because you know that you sometimes need to relax and you need to like take your time to mm-hmm. like to think about yourself, to just
be you.
Yeah, just be me, and you need sometimes like sometimes you just fed up with like your relationship quarrel and everything.
You don't want to see somebody all the time, huh?
Yeah, you need some time just like to be alone.
Right.
Yes, and it helps actually. Then your relationships become more like stronger.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you you just get another job in another country. About a year.
Exactly. So oh Malika,
no, like if it's a year, so it's like really bad, and mm-hmm. if it's like a short period, it's okay. I mean, two months, 3 months, it's fine. But
okay.
like if it's more, so it's
so a year, really you don't think it's gonna work out? No,
no.
Oh. Just a few months. Okay. Well, this is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, of course, in our Washington studio with Oren Aisisi Tangishaka and Malika Pulotova. Malika Pulotova.
I like the way you said it.
I'm sorry.
You remixed your name.
I know. Well, right now we're discussing long-distance relationship. Okay, I just wanted to know. We have heard of so many advantages here, these guys are talking in the studio. But are there any disadvantages? If they are, I really want to know. And I spoke to Tumba Kanoka from Zambia. And she's giving me her take.
No, actually it depends on how far the person is.
Okay.
If it's like 4 hours drive, 5 hours drive, that's okay. But if it's more than that, that's a no-no.
Why do you think it's a no-no?
I mean, because there's no need to be with someone who's, like, maybe far away. Like, let me say you are here in the U.S., someone is in Zambia, and you don't see each other. There's no point of that. It's the same as just not being in a relationship. You just see maybe each other once in a year.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's no.
But some people say long distance relationship is healthy and is only healthy because you don't want somebody to be in your face all the time. You get your me time, you know, for some time. I don't know. What do you say about that?
No, well, if both people say that, then they know they don't need to be in a relationship.
Really?
Because if you don't need anyone to be in your face, then why do you have to be in a relationship with that person? Because
okay.
That's what the relationship is all about. You have to be in each other's faces.
All the time? Oh my God.
All the time. Most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time.
Wow. Tumba Kanoka. You don't want to be someone's face most of the time. It's okay, but not all the time. And
yes.
How about having a relationship? They say, you know, some people say men are physical, women are not that physical. They can be emotional. And if someone is away for some time, that's okay. Not for a long, long time, but for some time. Do you think for you, maybe long distance is okay for some time?
Well, I mean, sometimes it's okay. Like, let me say, not a long, like, maybe 2 or 3 months, that's okay.
Okay.
But more than that, it usually brings complications. Yeah.
So are you one of those people who say or who think or believe that long distance relationship for a long time is a family breaker?
Yes, I don't believe that.
Why is that?
Because I don't see why you'll be apart for a long time. I mean, yeah, things can happen. Like, maybe there can be work, there can be, you know. But you can still find a way to work out to be together. Because if you're not together, what's the use of being together anyways?
Some people go to the army. You know the army?
Oh,
sometimes
that's
it takes a long time.
That's understandable. Very understandable.
And you can handle
that's
that.
Okay. But even if they go to the army, I mean, if they go in, they come back for a long time too. So at least, I mean, even though they go for that long, but they still come back. But an army is understandable. Anything else, I don't think it's understandable for me on my part.
Yes, just for you, Tumba.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
And you don't think long distance relationship can make you stronger?
Oh, no, it will make someone crack down.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you crack down? Oh, my goodness.
I mean, because you're not seeing the person, you know, you're thinking like, you know, you start thinking about like, you know, that person, maybe that person is doing this, maybe that person is like, what is he doing now? You don't know what person is doing.
But you talk to him over the phone. If it's your boyfriend, you have a phone call, you have emails, you have these days, we have Skype, we have every kind of thing, WhatsApp, you can connect to your boyfriend even if he's far away.
Oh no, that's not the same as seeing the person. You can be on Skype with a person, but the Skype is just aiming on that person one-on-one. It's not going around and seeing everything he's doing. On the phone, you can be with a person, but you're not seeing everything he's doing. So it's always better you're seeing the person.
So Tumba, you're worried about what this guy is doing. That's what you're worried about, right?
That's a main issue. Because, you know, when you're apart, there's a lot of things happening.
Wow.
There's all temptations and stuff.
Thank you, Tumba Kanoka. This is Let's Talk. And tonight, we're talking about long-distance relationship. Back to the studio. There are so many things, Itangishaka, that people talk about. Of course, when it comes to a long-distance relationship, and I've seen in one of the science papers out there, they wrote that when you have a long-distance relationship, they say you don't have to be presentable all the time.
Mm-hmm. That is true. That is true.
Yeah, it looks like it looks like you have an off day. So
yeah, you do. It's very true because you know when you and your partner, you're always someone trying to impress.
Yeah,
you know you better
be on your game.
You better take your shower.
No.
That was too deep, but
right.
But yeah, you do. You
right.
Stay on your game. I mean,
yeah.
you know he's looking at you or she's looking at you every
right.
second.
Exactly.
So yeah, you have no days off. But when you're by yourself,
uh-huh.
you can be in pajamas all week long. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
So, and you need that time, you know.
Okay.
If you're taking in a trip or
right.
if you're away,
hmm.
you feel like, you know what, I can eat. Drink, I mean, I can eat, I can
mm-hmm.
sleep whenever, I can get up, stay in my pajamas all day.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to be like, hey, that's kind of, you know, funny.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you definitely get a day off.
And I know for ladies like you here, you know better. I mean, when it comes to your hairstyle, Lots of women spend a lot of time in, doing something about your hair. So if he's not around, you don't have to worry about that. Is that right?
But in our country, you know, like when you know that the person loves you, so he should love you like in a way you are, like as you are. It doesn't matter what
that's
kind a, of
that's
hair
another
you
point,
have.
Okay?
Did the guys believe that? Actually,
or did they just go along with it?
Actually, they, most of the cases, they believe in it.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
But sometimes, like, when you look terrible, they say, oh, no, no, no way.
So is it a more conservative, are they still adhering to more conservative values, as if, you know, love the person from the inside, you know?
It's, like, not really conservative, but, like, yeah, it's more about, like, when you love the person, you should love him in any way.
I mean, we have a say that says, you know, I mean, if a woman is beautiful, it's beautiful. No matter what she does, what she wears on, I mean, she still looks beautiful.
So,
to
for
you.
Instance, if you're on Skype and you're talking to your boyfriend and your hair is like sticking out, he won't say anything?
No, he may say, something is wrong with your hair.
I think so.
Like, hey, you need to do something, honey. That doesn't look very good on me, right?
You know, that's why we're talking about, like, you know, a break. You know,
because he doesn't see you. If you just talk on the phone.
But
and
when you get on Skype to talk to them,
they will see
you. You're going to go in the mirror first.
Okay. So, you make sure that, you know what? I'm on my game,
even
right?
Even if it's long,
exactly.
Long distance.
In my case, like, he asks, like, if he sees something is wrong with my hair, I don't know, like, are you in the U.S. and you're going like that?
You
like,
see?
You're going to work like that? What is this?
You know, you should tell him, my hairdresser didn't show up today. In America, everybody has a hairdresser. But...
Exactly. Everybody say it looks good and on point, especially going to work. Are you kidding me? So your boyfriend will be like, hey, you need to do something, honey, about this hair, right? So I think at the end of the day, long distance has some advantages, as you say.
Yes.
You get your off days, especially for women, because you have your hair done, you have to do your makeup sometimes.
Yes.
You got to do that lipstick or whatever. I don't know what
you
do.
And you also want your partner to miss you.
Okay.
So they can begin to say the things they used to say in the beginning.
That's when it all started.
Sometimes they fall asleep and forget those things.
Yeah,
but when they go a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they're seeing you, they start to be like, you know, they become soft again.
Yeah,
they start to say nice things.
Yeah, but also Tangishaka, they say that for that to work, also I heard that both parties must be equally committed.
Yes,
you're talking about long distance here, right? You're talking about you don't see your man for some time, and you guys are just dating sometime or whatever, even if you're married or whatever. But it has to be commitment for both parties.
Yes,
because when someone is far now, you know what happens.
Yes.
Always things do happen.
Yes.
Especially for women, men can come around. And for men, some women can come around and things like, okay, you know what? I have someone far away from me.
Yes.
So what is this commitment going to be?
Yes.
Tangishaka, if you don't have that commitment, what do you think is going to happen here?
Yeah, it's a test. It's a test of that commitment.
Right.
To what degree are you really committed?
Okay.
You know, it's really a test. And so, you know, that test, it's, you know, it's put to the test, like I said, for a period of time. Some people know they love their partner, know they're committed to their partner, but time wears that patience out. So, you know, I know people who, you know, for instance, who are in the military and they're very committed to their families, no matter what distance, you know, and they stay there 2, 3, 4 years of war and they stay there. But, you know, and then you have other people who, you know, 2, 3, 4 years is just no way, no how. Let's just end it today. And, you know.
And that's where the problem comes. If I am committed and you, my wife or my girlfriend, you're not committed as I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, no, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
And also it's different if it's in a marriage or if it's in a
boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
So the commitment is tested. When you're boyfriend and girlfriend, the commitment is definitely tested. So you know, okay, if I just found an internship for 6 months in India, what's going to happen? Then you know from that moment, this boyfriend of mine is committed or not.
Right.
If they start to say, well, you know, you can't go, or if you go, I think we should, you know, take a little break. And then you know what?
Yeah.
That's it.
Something
there's
wrong.
No commitment.
Really? Something wrong, right? So if you think you're not committed, do you want to try it?
Well,
if you think your partner is not committed to you.
I think it's a breaking point. It's a very good part of that relationship because either you move forward or you stop. Because most relationships drag on for no reason. And when there's not that reason to break it, it'll just keep going. People will just assume we're happy. And then 2-3 years later, they're miserable when they should have broken it a long time ago. So when an opportunity shows up to go away for a little time and the person decides, it's perfect. Because I'm for the people really being honest to each other in relationships.
Right.
You know? Some people don't want to hurt each other, and they're just staying in a relationship because they don't want to hurt the other.
Yeah, exactly. Because some people think, you know what, if I'm not committed enough, or if I'm not strong enough sometimes, because they say some men are not very strong, and some women are not very strong either. So why do you try it? Don't even try it, they say.
Yeah.
So there should be a reason for you to do it sometimes. Yeah. I don't know for you, Malika, you know better.
It's a good way to check, actually, your relationships.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Sandy said a strong point. It's, let's be honest, men are more physical.
Right.
Yeah. Men are more, I guess, if I could say, weaker when it comes to the physical part. So you don't want to stretch that either because that's the reality.
Right.
I'm not going to be like, oh, my husband is going to live in one country and I'm going to live in another country for 3-4 years and that's okay. Unless we're like 75. At that point, we're just friends. But at this point, you know, we're in our 30s. Yeah. You know, I want his attention. I want his touch. I want him being around. So,
right.
Even if we get jobs in different countries, it'll be very temporary, you know. And you don't want to stretch that because the reality is men need that physical attention. Women, yes, we can go without emotional attention. But some women also need that physical attention. But we know men need that physical attention.
More.
So you got
more
give
than
them,
women do. Wait, is
you got to give them what they need.
So careful with this long-distance relationship, is that right?
Don't send your man away.
Well, hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
VOAAfrica.com.
News, features, music from Africa and around the world. You want it? We have it on VOAAfrica.com.
VOAAfrica.com.
All day, all night.
Dr. Glamina Kojana Sukuje. Ashapiki Pigani Makofi Nakojana Kojana 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 Sukuje.
Amida Nagukunda. We don't move me to Hande. Amida Nagukunda.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Now, one of the things that I also read it, Tank Shaka, when I was going around this topic. Both parties in a long-distance relationship get the me time. Mm-hmm. Me time, like just what Malika said, you need that me time. Because when we are together, of course, we're bothering each other. We are around our faces all the time. But this now, it's a bit nice. It's my time. It's me time.
Yes.
Just like I hear all the time in America, Tank Shaka, when women go out, they say, ah, this is girls' night.
Yes.
So you're not supposed to come with us. I'm like, really? So I'm not going with you today? No, no, no. It's girls' night. Okay. Or you see some men saying to the girlfriends or wives, hey, it's men's night, you know.
Yes.
Let's just have our time. So what about this me time? Because some people cry with this me time. Some people say, no, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's really good. When I see my husband with his friends and he's hanging out, he's really having a great time, I like that. Because the issues of home can just give you a headache. And, you know, and when I have my own time, if I take like a 1 week vacation or 3 day vacation somewhere, it's good. It's important, you know. It's necessary because, like, especially in a marriage, it's just like I talk to my husband
every day.
5 times, 6 times a day.
Wow. That's every day.
In addition to...
I do the same. I talk to my wife every day.
It's not about me. I have 10 hours difference.
Europe and America.
It doesn't happen to you, right, Malika?
So, no.
We are talking every 5-10 minutes. We are talking. And then after I get off, I see him. And then I go to bed. He's in bed with me. And then I wake up, he's right there. So you need that time.
That me time.
To miss him, that me time to, you know, to clear your mind and realize there's the you and then there's the him. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Even if it's just going to get your nails done, sometimes that just feels good. You just wear a wig. Yeah. So, you know, men need to be alone sometimes. Women need to be alone. People who say that we are so in love when we just infatuated, we want to be together all the time.
Yeah.
I think you're lying. You're going to be suffocated one of these days.
Told that, like, you're okay when the man goes, like, with his friends to hang out. Mm-hmm. And, like, but for me, like, I'm a bit jealous still.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'm maybe, you can't like, a take bit it. Egoistic. I want my man to be with me.
Malika!
Every time. Even, like, when he's hanging out with his friends, I'm just, like, calling and asking, what are you doing?
Yeah, you have with me like that. Texting. So what you doing? Where you at?
Just, like, what you doing? Like, not so irritating, but, like, still. Just, like, to know.
You just want to know what's going on, right?
I don't know. Maybe he's not with his friends, you know?
Right. That's true.
Yeah, so for Malika, it's kind of different. You want to check and you just don't allow
sometimes
him to
sometimes you
be
need
away.
To check, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Of course it's a trust, like, when you have a relationship, but still sometimes.
You want to be there and know what's going on.
Yeah.
So you
Because I miss the person anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, for you it's true because first of all you're already away from each other.
Right.
And the little time that you could be talking on the phone or on Skype, he's out with his friends. So you would want to know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm just like know that he's having fun and I also want to have fun with him there, like at the party or I don't know where.
Wherever they're going, you want to be there.
Like, and I'm not there and it's like so sad.
You see that in Tanki Shaka?
Yeah.
So for Malika, it's not the same game. You gotta be around, okay?
Malika wants
a
man.
Yes.
Maybe it will become like I will be
same
opinion maybe when I grow up.
Or when you get married, maybe I think you're right. You're right. Because when you are in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, you're still somehow not sure whether, you know, you're 100% mine in a way, even though you really love each other, you still not. But like me, when I became married, there is that, okay, this is mine, you know, there is no that.
So you're relaxed.
Yeah,
more.
You're a little bit more relaxed because you say, okay, either way, you will come home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that worry is not as much.
Not as much. Mm-hmm. And you can allow him to have more away time.
Yeah, I would like for him to go.
And have more of your me time.
So I can do my nails, do my hair. You know, not him asking me, what's for dinner?
That is the Tangi Shaka. Well, Africa, it's now time for the unusual story of the week.
A London chef has created the world's most expensive burger. The burger, which includes ingredients like black truffle brie, Kobe beef, beluga caviar, and a gold leaf. Yes, that's a leaf made of gold that is edible. Costs $1,768. The chef has teamed up with Groupon to create the burger in celebration of the website selling its 5 millionth food and drink voucher in Britain. The chef plans on holding a contest to give the appropriately named Glam Burger away for free. Fun side note, the Glam Burger has a mere 2,618 calories.
Well, thank you, folks, and that's it for our show today, where we lightheartedly discussed long-distance relationship.
A big thank you to our guest, Magic Mike Muhagama from Tanzania, and Tumba Kanoka from Zambia.
And of course, a big thank you to my colleague, Arena Sisi Tangi Shaka.
Thank you.
And our intern, Malika.
Hey, thank you.
Welcome again. Jackson Umuganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com.
You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, press 40 to get Let's Talk greeting and leave us a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk.